Based on young people's experience in Asia, we called on governments, non-governmental bodies, young people, and other stakeholders too. 1. Put youth at the center of all the processes, including in the planning, implementation, monitoring and evaluation stages, and at all levels, ranging from local, national, regional and global arenas. 2. Prioritize the adoption and successful implementation of evidence-based, universally accessible, quality, non-judgmental comprehensive sexuality education in a safe and participatory environment that caters to formal, informal, and non-formal education systems. 3. Prioritize the implementation of youth-friendly services that is high quality, integrated, equitable, comprehensive, affordable, needs and rights-based, accessible, acceptable, confidential, and free of stigma and discrimination for all young people, in alignment with international standards. 4. Ensure that young people have comprehensive information about and access to a choice of the widest possible range of safe, effective, affordable and acceptable modern methods of contraception, including both long-term and short-term methods. 5. Provide access to safe abortion information and services and remove barriers such as gestational limits, parental/spousal consent, mandatory waiting periods and counseling. 6. Enact and strictly enforce laws to ensure that marriage is entered into only with the free and full consent of the intending spouses. Laws concerning a minimum legal age of marriage should be raised, where necessary, to meet the requirements of previously ratified international agreements. 7. Tighten and fully implement laws that restrict traditional practices that are harmful to adolescents and young people, including the practice of FGM and honor killings. 8. Scale up efforts to meet the goal of ensuring universal access to HIV prevention, treatment, care and support, free of stigma and discrimination and with a gender perspective, and to provide comprehensive information, voluntary counseling and testing to adolescents and youths living with HIV. 9. Monitor the status of young people's SRHR in order to identify gaps and formulate effective intervention strategies. Data collected should be disaggregated and represent the diversity of young people, so that the specific needs of particular subgroups can be addressed. Page 8.